The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game. Now, Sharks Extra, brought to you by SAP. The best run SAP.
Post-Thanksgiving celebrations for San Jose Sharks fans. No tryptophan problems here today as the San Jose Sharks, in a spirited effort, find up with a 3-2 victory against the Vancouver Canucks. I'm Dan Rusinowski along with Jamal Mayers. And Jamal, what about the importance of this win? Coming back after the 6-0 defeat at the hands of Colorado, they could have gotten dejected. They could have had their heads down. They could have said, oh, it's a game back from a road trip syndrome. None of that happened today, and they got the victory that they needed.
It's character defining for me. I think that what you want to see from your team is growth. What you want to see from them is understanding what the formula for success is going to be and what it is. And the reality is that it wasn't the effort they wanted in Colorado. They had to have a little bit of a reset. Obviously, with all the festivities, family around, a lot of distractions going on around Thanksgiving, they came here and played a really tough team in Vancouver. Shocked to see where they're record is, because they played hard and it wasn't an easy victory. Askarov was unreal. The penalty killers did great and they found a way to get the win.
They found a way, and part of the reason why they won the game was because of a decision by the situation room, because Adam Gaudette got the game-winning goal. He thought it was in right away, but they had to look at it and they actually called for the review and they called it a goal. It was a no-goal call on the ice, which is the first time that that's happened for a couple of times. And speaking of Adam Gaudette, he had a fantastic game today, including that situation we just described. Right now, Adam Gaudette is in the Sharks dressing room. He's with Jamal.
Hey, Adam, great game. You guys certainly had it going. Did you know early on that you were feeling it? Because I think you had like 4 shots in the first period.
Started off the right way in the game, getting chances, getting good looks. And I thought as a line we played great tonight. We were connected, and we spent a lot of time in the offensive zone. And I think the whole team played great. Everyone had their legs, and we were doing the right things, supporting each other, and ended up in a win.
And speak to the play of your goaltender, Yaroslav Askarov, and the huge saves that he made, particularly, obviously they had a ton of power plays, but he was really good.
Yeah, he's been a rock for us, and, it's a hell of a lot of fun to watch, especially the energy he brings and his personality. It's really easy to root for a guy like that, and, he's bailed us out more than I can count, and, it's awesome having him on our side.
And finally, speak to how you guys are growing as a group, understanding the time, the score, the situation, and managing the game, and becoming a winning team requires all those elements.
Yeah, that's what the good teams do, and the playoff teams do, and we're starting to figure that out. And every game, it's getting better, and we realize when it doesn't always have to be the hard play. Sometimes it's just the simple play of chipping a puck in and live to fight another day, and that's what we're realizing, and it's paying off.
Well, great response from the last game, and a great job yourself and your line mates. Heck of a goal as well. I think you knew right away it was in, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought it was in. I thought it was weird, and then.
It's time for the Sharks instant replay of a very exciting matinee matchup at SAP Center between Pacific Division rivals. The final score, the San Jose Sharks 3 and the Vancouver Canucks 2. At SAP Center at San Jose was a crowd of 17,435 fans, a sellout coming to enjoy a Black Friday afternoon matchup. And boy, did they get a lot of thrills, chills, and spills, and some pretty outstanding goaltending as well. But in the first period, it was Nikita Tolopilo who would start things with a big save on Adam Gaudette, who was going from the start of the game. Wenberg wins the draw. Here comes the shot. Great save by Tolopilo off of Adam Gaudette. That's as good a play as you're going to get to win the faceoff and get it to the goal. But Tolopilo was equal to the task for Vancouver. And because of that, Vancouver got a little bit of momentum. And at 4:28 of the first period, they would draw first blood. It's now Camp, stick handling over to the near sideboards. Dropped it back for Brock Besser, who moves down the wing. Drop pass for Connor Garland. Shoots one toward the net. Deflected wide. Rebound, Vilander throws it back to the point. Fed to the slot. Besser, score! What a wrist shot by Brock Besser. Had a little bit of traffic in front of Yaroslav Askarov, and he ripped that thing. Brock Besser of the Canucks gets his ninth goal of the season, and the Canucks strike first, leading 1-0. That was at 4:28 of the first period. Besser his ninth from Connor Garland and Tom Vilander, and it was 1-0 Vancouver. But the Sharks would fight back. One thing that Vancouver has as a vulnerability is their penalty killing. Ranked 31st out of 32 teams in the NHL. And when Will Smith maybe saw those numbers before the game, his lights must have been flashing in his head, because he picked up the puck and he tied the game 1-1. Wenberg walks out of the corner with it. Fan of the puck, Celebrini recovers. 38 seconds on the power play as now Wenberg turns, throws to Smith, he scores! Will Smith finishes it off and ends a seven-game goalless drought. A power play goal for Will Smith makes it 1-1 with 10:35 to go in this first period. Official time of the goal, 9:25 of the first. Will Smith's eighth goal of the season from Alex Wenberg and Macklin Celebrini. And so the game was all even at the end of one. In the second period, Vancouver outshot the Sharks 17-7 with some outstanding play. And on the other side of the ice, Nikita Tolopilo also stopped the Sharks on the power play. Celebrini goes to Smith, shoots one toward the net. That's a great save by Tolopilo, who challenged, came out to the edge of the goal crease, and by the time he held onto it, he was outside of the goalie crease. Will Smith, a good chance, set up by Macklin Celebrini to start out this power play in the second. But Yaroslav Askarov was outstanding on the other side of the ice, too, and he became an increasingly important factor in the game. How about this scramble save early in the second period? Garland behind the goal line twists and throws one back to the point to Hughes. He skates away from trouble from Reeves. He puts on the brakes on the right side. Then he shoots one toward the net, blocked in front. There's a rebound in front, driven on goal by Besser, knocked down. Rebound, a centering attempt, and Askarov blocks that himself and hangs on. Boy, a scrambly play there in front of a net, but the Sharks held their ground, and Askarov, turning himself into a human octopus with eight arms, able to make that stop. Nice save by Askarov, one of many that he made, but one that he couldn't make was when Elias Pettersson got the puck on his stick and made a brilliant play with 16:56 left in the second. Chasing it down now, Liljegren near boards. Uh-oh, Pettersson steals it, moves out in front of the Sharks' net. Score! What an effort by Elias Pettersson! After the Sharks tried to chip it up the left wing, Pettersson blocked it, headed for the puck, and as he was being checked to the ice, he was able to poke it underneath the reach of Askarov to make it 2-1 Vancouver. Elias Pettersson, the center iceman for Vancouver, gets that goal. It's his eighth of a season from Evander Kane and Filip Hronek. And after that play, I saw Macklin Celebrini arguing with the referee on it. He thought he got either slashed or cross-checked on the play by Pettersson, who, as you had mentioned when the play happened, was a brilliant play to lift it up to himself. But that probably contributed to a later part in the game when Macklin got an extra penalty for arguing again for unsportsmanlike conduct.
No, you're right. And I think that he Pettersson, there's no question, did cross-check him and push him down. It should have been a penalty. But you know what? I like the fire from Macklin. Obviously, he's not, you know, I think the referee kind of took it a little bit too far to give him the extra, especially with in a one-goal game. It wasn't that egregious. And I think that the fact that he got a cross-checking penalty in the corner with a defenseman who weighs 205 pounds and went flying into the corner with barely a shove.
A love tap.
I mean, have a little bit of feel. You know, it's just frustrating to see. I think the refs didn't have very good feel today.
Well, at this point, Elias Pettersson's goal from Kane and Hronek at 3:04 of the second gave the Canucks the 2-1 lead. Now, this is where older Sharks teams from the last couple of years might have folded, and this game would have ended 5-2 or 5-1 in favor of Vancouver. But Yaroslav Askarov got the people's blood flowing again when he stopped Brock Besser with 11:20 to go. Besser carries up to the point almost. Feeds it over to Quinn Hughes, who moves in on Graf, cuts back behind the San Jose net. Graf staying right with Quinn Hughes, causing all kinds of problems. Hughes still with the puck, though. He dropped it off into the corner, knocked aside by the Sharks. Now Orlov overskated, Kemp in front, quick shot, Besser! And getting a piece of it there. Askarov and Besser, another chance, a save by Askarov. That was a spectacular stop right there.
Oh, 2 point-blank save on Besser by Askarov. Those are not easy.
They are not easy indeed. And on the other side of the ice, a combination play was one of the most spectacular of the game. Macklin Celebrini, with 6.5 to go, comes in, gets a scoring chance, and after he hits the post, Askarov was required to make another brilliant save. Off the draw, Sharks win it. Klingberg dishes off. Slap shot off the goalpost for Macklin Celebrini. Oh, so close for Macklin. He ripped that baby, but it just rang off the pipe and went the other way. Oh, no! Elias Pettersson in front gets a chance shorthanded, and that's a spectacular save by Askarov. Seconds after Celebrini hits the post, Askarov stops Elias Pettersson to hang on with 6:33 to go in the period and 1:02 left in a 5-on-3 Sharks power play. That's right, the Sharks had a 5-on-3 power play at that point, with Quinn Hughes getting a penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct and Marcus Pettersson in for tripping two defensemen for the Canucks. But boy, that was one of the crazier moments of the game, wasn't it?
It really was, and you know what? Kudos to the Sharks for taking advantage of their opportunities. It's one thing to get them, but you've got to cash in, and they did a really good job.
Okay, so at this point, it's still 2-1 Vancouver, and the Sharks continue to press, even though they're getting outshot badly 17-7 in the second period. The power play would continue 5-on-3, and William Eklund would end a lengthy goalless drought by tying the game. Eklund got it back to Klingberg. Now to the right, Celebrini doesn't shoot. Good coverage by Myers. Moves to the middle. Now far side, score! William Eklund gets the pass from Celebrini and rips it past Tolopiro. It's a 5-on-3 power play goal. Eklund ties the game 2-2, and the Sharks stay on the man advantage. That was just a great goal by William Eklund, his 6th of the season, ending a 9-game goalless drought, assisted by Macklin Celebrini and John Klingberg, who had a pretty solid effort today after coming back into the lineup after sitting out the last couple. One of the most important parts of this game, Jamal, was the fact that two guys, Will Smith and William Eklund, on lengthy goalless droughts, snapped out of it and scored today.
Yeah, they deserved it. They worked hard. They were hard on pucks. They got their opportunities, and they cashed in. You could see the relief, especially on Eklund's face, when he ended up scoring on that power play. But a real heads-up play, smart adjustment by Brian Wiseman, having the adjustment up top with Klingberg and Celebrini, wanting them to interchange to create some movement, and that allowed that lane to be open, and Eklund did a great job one-timing that through the wickets.
Okay, so it's 2-2 at that point, 14:03 of the second. Eklund 6th from Celebrini and Klingberg. 1 minute and a change later, Adam Gaudette made a pretty nifty play from underneath the backside of a net to his backhand, and at the beginning, it didn't look like it crossed the goal line. The referee didn't think it crossed the goal line. From our angle, we weren't sure, but Adam Gaudette thought it was in. Behind the net to Gaudette, checked by Hronek, turns to his backhand, moves away from him, throws the pass over to the right wing side. That's Toffoli and Klingberg keeping it in, and Klingberg gets the shot to traffic, but it's wide. Orloff in deep. 10 seconds left on the second power play. Sharks 2, Canucks 2. Big scrum for it in the corner. Can the Sharks come up with it? Kurashev does. Throws it around the boards. About 2 seconds left of the penalty as Toffoli taps it behind the net. Penalty is over. Kurashev near side. And grabbing it there, Gaudette tried to jam it in to the short side. But that's a solid, stellar save by Tolopiro. And we get a break in the action. 4:43 to go, second period. It's an exciting afternoon matchup. The Sharks and the Canucks all even at 2 goals apiece. We have an NHL situation room scenario unfolding here at SAP Center at San Jose. Apparently, a little backhand play toward the net that we thought was stopped by Nikita Tolopiro off of Adam Gaudette's attempted jam-in is being reviewed to see if the puck crossed the goal line. That was a pretty nifty play by Gaudette on his backhand.
Yeah, and he got it to the net quickly, and you could see the glove of the goaltender get the puck, but what I think they're going to be looking at is whether or not his glove was actually in the net.
The call is no goal on the ice, by the way. That is also significant, as they will take a look at it on the iPads and also back at the Situation Room in Toronto. 15 minutes, 17 seconds gone by in the second period. And we will see if they call it no goal as they initially did on the ice. Here comes Riley Brace, the referee.
At 4:44 in the second period, the puck completely crossed the goal line. We have a good goal.
Wow. Sharks take the 3-2 lead. And how about Adam Gaudette getting head taps on the bench with a big grin on his face? Don't forget, he was drafted and played 4 years for the Vancouver Canucks. So this one's a big deal for him. It's his 6th goal of the season, and the Sharks suddenly have a 3-2 lead.
Well, the great thing is he had four shots in the first period. He's been around the puck all night long. A real heads-up play by him, and you could see the goaltender's glove in the net. And a great job getting that puck from the forehand to the backhand quickly. That's a great feeling for him.
That was the game-winning goal for Adam Gaudette at 15:17 of the second period. His sixth goal of the season, as you heard. Philip Kurashev and Tyler Toffoli got the assist, but I'm still very remarkably wowed by that little backhand quick play by Gaudette's side of the goal.
Yeah, you know, you practice those a lot in the summer, and you know, getting that puck from the goal line, very rarely do you get a perfect bounce off the end boards to be able to try it. And I think he thought originally he got stopped, and he's like, wait a second, is the goalie's glove in the net? And then, lo and behold, they call from Toronto, and they get the right call.
Okay, so Sharks led 3-2 after two, but we're not done with some of the highlights of this game because the third period was just as exciting as the rest of the contest. In period number three, Vancouver outshot the Sharks 9-5. Totals for the game, 34 for the Canucks and 24 for the Sharks. There would be no scoring, so that means we had some goaltending. Tyler Toffoli had a golden chance to put the Sharks in front by two, but Nikita Tolopilo was there. Sharks lead it out. Will Smith passed a little bit too far, but Celebrini's going to reach it first. Centering feet in front. Toffoli, one-time shot. Wait, save by Tolopilo with 6:27 left in the third. The Sharks still lead 3-2. Oh, so close for Tyler Toffoli. It was close, but Tolopilo was there to keep the Canucks in the game with the Sharks on top 3-2. And then very late in the final seconds of the game, there was Yaroslav Askarov again. Sherwood put it back to the point. Hughes shoots through a screen. Great save by Askarov. Dropping down to his knees and making another clutch stop against the Canucks, who are trying to come back in this game on the power play. Yeah, they tried to come back on the power play. There were a whole bunch of penalties called near the end of the contest, including some penalties against the Sharks' Macklin Celebrini. You may remember he argued that he was cross-checked when Pettersson scored in the second period for Vancouver, and then he wasn't happy again at 18:36. He got 2 minutes for cross-checking, and then he argued the call, got two for unsportsmanlike conduct, and his afternoon was over. Barkley Goodrow also got a cross-checking call and Ty DeLandry a roughing penalty, all with just a few seconds remaining in the game, a minute and a half in Celebrini's case and 2 seconds left in Goodrow and DeLandry's case. And on the other side of the ice, Elias Pettersson got a penalty for roughing in that little fracas at the end of the contest. So, final score, most importantly, the Sharks 3 and the Canucks 2. And so yet another one-goal game between these two teams. That is 5 straight one-goal games between the Sharks and the Canucks. I think we see a trend.
You called it. You called it. One-goal game. And they find a way to get it done. And, you know, they were pressing. And my thing is all about team toughness. The game certainly changed. I recognize that. But the way that they stuck together as a group at the end of the hockey game says a lot. Says that they care. Says that they understand what it takes to win. Smart plays, protecting your position, understanding the time, how much time was left. Great job by Ferrar. Take that puck into the corner. Got a little bit ugly, but they stuck up for each other, and you get the win.
It said that they're connected. It said that they compete. It said that they care. It said they're consistent. The 4 C's of Ryan Warsawski's successful San Jose Sharks. Final score, the Sharks 3 and the Canucks 2. San Jose's 5-game winless streak in the all-time series against Vancouver is over. And this is really incredible. In the previous 17 matchups against the Canucks, the Sharks went 1-11-5, including a 1-4-4 record in the last 10 at home right here at SAP Center at San Jose. Bunch of overtime games in there, a lot of one-goal contests, but it's got to feel pretty good for the Sharks to get this victory today. Once again, that's the final score, the Sharks 3 and the Canucks 2. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.